You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is just incredible. Did you see Rex Chapman sent this out? It's a guy and his daughter, and they're clapping hands, and they're with paint on them, and he's painting. And he's been painting a wall, and they're clapping hands and just and doing it. And he ends up painting her face, but upside down. It's just amazing. It's amazing what people can do. Like, for example, Coors Light sending Patrick Mahomes a Coors Light. It looks like a 12-pack of Coors Light, but it's a birthday cake. And that is just simply amazing. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Look, he turned it upside down. Isn't that incredible?
That's incredible, but here's the other question. Why did they give Patrick Mahomes Coors Light?
Because Patrick Mahomes loves Coors Light.
Does he speak?
Because he's I don't know, but he's the greatest. I know that's how his birthday started. He said, but with Coors Light doing that, so he's there. There it is, right there. Look at that. Chill.
That didn't look like anything.
Chill
you
way
had.
To start. What?
You don't have that one.
I know. What do you think? I retweeted. Hey, Coors Light, February 11th. Remember that date.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep that same energy, Coors Light. Keep that same chill.
I would say, excuse me, sir, aren't we paying you to speak for us?
Yeah, that's right.
We've done enough. We don't need to send you a cake.
Send me a Coors Light
and
cake.
And unless you have the reach of, you know, an MVP quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, we're gonna stick with just paying you
to speak special,
for us.
You get the special beer, Mahomes.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, I went to Pete's Fine Meats on Friday,
yeah,
and I picked up steaks and hamburgers.
The special tri-blend hamburgers?
Oh, my God. It's the best. I just finished it yesterday. I cooked them this weekend, and I put in a – and I've been eating them every day.
Honestly, they're the best hamburgers I've ever bought.
Ever.
I bought them from a lot – because I'd always heard about because I remember asking them. I'd always heard about these burgers that, like, Ronnie Killens would do, and I think Chris Shepherd did it. I'd see it on my food shows where they would do, you know, as part ground brisket, ground – chuck, ground,
sirloin.
Short rib.
Sirloin.
His is sirloin, short rib. His is sirloin, short rib, and brisket. And he mixes them together. I'm telling you,
it's the best
the
burger.
Best. And it's you can buy, he has packages of them. He said people come in all the time and say, hey, what's the hamburger that the Bench was talking about?
Yep.
And that's the one. If you go to Pete's Fine Meat,
I'm telling you,
it's the best flavor that you're going to find. I mean, you want to season them too, but the flavor's phenomenal.
And then I got some fillets. Yeah. And he goes, look at the marble on that. Look at the marble.
On the fillet?
On the fillets. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So, and the marble on the ribeye. So I just want to thank Michael. He's unbelievable. So if you're looking for that best burger, man, I mean, he don't even
burger
pay
burger and steak.
He doesn't even pay us, but it's unbelievable.
And steaks, too.
And steaks. It's unbelievable.
You can get them cut how you want.
Yeah.
I had a bone-in pork chop from, I bought a bone-in pork chop one time, and it was... I didn't even know there was. I guess bone-in.
All pork chops are bone-in.
No. I'm talking about the big, like a tomahawk, almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Oh, that was phenomenal. Hey, I don't see them a lot, but it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I forgot to talk about it. This weekend was just outstanding food. Outstanding. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that. We haven't even gone over. So mention the game. You really got Joe Burrow tonight in Cleveland?
I have to look at it close. I mean, I just Baker's pissed me off so bad now. Cleveland pissed me off.
I think here's what I find about the NFL a lot is don't go by last week. Because it changes in a week. The NFL, you're going to get what the Willie Whipsaw. Remember the Willie Whipsaw?
Yeah.
Where you think, I bet on you last week and you screwed me, so now I'm not betting on you this week.
That always happens.
Yeah, that always happens.
It always happens. I know the Eagles are a lock this week unless I jump on them.
You know the Eagles are a lock unless you jump.
They're a lock unless I jump on them, then they're going to lose.
No, I like the Eagles. I like the team that looked like crap last week, like, for example, Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? Jump on them this week. Jump on them this week. I just don't know if I like Joe Burrow on the road for the first time, even though it doesn't matter nearly as much. but I just don't know if I like Joe Burrow in this situation. I like the Browns tonight. I think they're six. They're six tonight.
You like laying that though?
I'll lay it. I'm going to lay it. Yeah.
That defense is better. I think the defense, well, I don't know. It's hard to tell after the Ravens, but I do think the defense has a chance to be potentially, well, the Chargers defense wasn't bad. Chargers defense really limited them. You know, the Browns are probably the play because Burrow is going to take a little time. And there is a rush. There's a rush from the Browns. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I know.
I'll be cheering for Joe Burrow, I think.
Well,
unless I go the other way.
That Chargers-Chiefs game is interesting. I don't know if it was a rookie, and that's why the Chargers, that's why the Bengals only scored 13 points.
The Chargers-Bengals, yeah.
Yeah, Chargers-Bengals. I don't know, or that Chargers defense is really good. And there's a good chance that Chargers defense is really good.
Joe Burrow drove down the field twice at the end of the game. One, he had a bad interception where he just flipped it forward. The other one turned in, could have been a touchdown that turned into a field goal. I mean, there was another fumble on their end of the field. Honestly, I'm not sure that they weren't better than the Chargers. The Chargers offensively are going to have problems.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor can't get him.
Tyrod Taylor's Tyrod's not. That's why he's a bridge quarterback.
See, here's the problem, though. Well, here's one. This is my problem. Nobody else has it. But, like, I've got Sammy Watkins and I've got Keenan Allen, but I don't want to play Sammy Watkins against that because they got good corners. The Chargers have good corners, mm-hmm. and they're gonna shut down people. So I'll probably still go with Keenan Allen, even though Tyrod Taylor can't get you to football. And that's the problem of what I saw with Phillip Rivers this offseason is, can he get guys the ball down the field?
I mean, obviously I disagree with the Colts. I don't think so. I've watched a lot of Phillip Rivers over the last 4 years, and it's been a steady decline. Like, that's why I respect him so much. He finds a way with all his physical limitations, doesn't move well, doesn't have any kind of an arm, and somehow he finds a way to get some wins for his teams. But his turnovers, this is where you know when you don't have enough arm strength, why you're going to – it's a big problem in the NFL. Phillip Rivers is the idea. This guy has great – mentally, he's great. But if you can't get it there on time, the athletes in the NFL are just too fast, and it's going to turn into interceptions. And you saw it was not a big game from T.Y. Hilton. Now, all I read about and heard about with the Colts is that there was a love fest between T.Y. Hilton and you know, Phillip Rivers, and they were hooking up all the time in practice with shots down the field and this, that, and the other. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll be wrong. And then when you watch the game, and I don't know, I'm not sure what kind of defense was played. Six catches for running back, Jonathan Taylor. You had catches for Nyheim Hines. You had catches for tight ends. Mm-hmm. It turned into a lot of short stuff again. That's who Phillip Rivers is. And I think that when you look at quarterbacks, this is the thing that having Deshaun figure out, not having a safety blanket will either really hurt him this year or be one of the best things to happen in his career, where he has to learn to trust other receivers. Because he showed an early trust of Will Fuller. But Will Fuller's not a true number one. He's not big enough. He's not healthy enough. He's obviously not durable enough, and he's not good enough with contested catches. The hands aren't good enough with contested catches to be a true number one. So he needs to trust somebody. I don't know Randall Cobb's even any good.
He trusts Fuller. We know that. He had 12 targets or 11 targets, whatever it was.
Trusting Brandon Cooks, because we know that Kenny Stills is the number one. He's got a bunch of number He's got a bunch of number 3/4 and 2s. He has no number ones. And Will Fuller's a legit number two. Brandon Cooks, I think, is a 3.
Well, how about throwing some balls to David Johnson?
Kenny Stills is a 4, and Randall Cobb now is probably a 4.
How about throwing some balls to – Deshaun is the opposite of Phillip Rivers. He gets no balls to his back out of the backfield.
Yeah, and I think
– he's got to use that.
Honestly
– he's got Duke and he's got David. Fells, he's got David Duke.
Fells, Ake, Duke Johnson's gone, but Fells
– no, he practiced this week.
Oh, I thought they said
no,
he was unlikely.
Practiced.
Oh, Fells, Akins, and
what was the latest on him? Have you seen? Has anybody seen? Because it was a surprise that Duke Johnson was out there this week.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. But I think David Johnson's going to start getting he practiced despite sprained ankle.
Yeah.
But it says then again, it was 2 days ago. I said he could miss game against Ravens. 20 hours ago, I said he practiced. So we'll see what happens there. It wouldn't shock me if David Johnson, and that's, I don't mind it. Honestly, long term, I don't want Deshaun Watson to be a check down guy, but I don't think that's in his nature. I think against the Ravens, man, I wouldn't mind David Johnson having 12 catches. Cool. Those aren't sacks.
No. Right.
I'm fine with a quick passing game that keeps Deshaun Watson upright and the ball moving and the clock moving. Man, throw a ton of short passes. I'm fine with it.
16 hours ago, limited. Brandon Cooks, J.J. Watt, Duke Johnson, and Titus Howard. Full practice, Jonathan Greenard and Cullen Calaspio. So that's their injury report.
They didn't have anybody out.
No. No. I think that they got it. You know what? You rarely said, man, I wish he could get the ball to the back. No, I wish he could get the ball to the back. I wish he could get the ball to Akins. I wish he could get the ball. Listen, he's got to throw deep to Cooks. Cooks and Cobb have got to be a deep threat. They're fast.
Cobb's not going to be.
Well, Cobb.
They say Cobb's lost his speed. Cooks, everyone keeps mentioning Cobb's speed. Like, he's been in the league forever. He's not fast like that anymore. Cooks is. Will Fuller is. Kenny Stills, I think, still has speed. There's plenty of speed. Cobb is going to have to be that 5-yard curl guy. What's wrong with that?
He's not going to do that.
But what's wrong with that?
He's little. He's a little tiny person.
No, he's not that tiny.
He's a little baby person.
No, Randall Cobb's
got little baby hands.
No, he doesn't have baby hands.
He's 5'10". He's okay.
He's 5'10", 192.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Not a little
person. Kiki QT is a little person.
Is it fine? Are you?
Well, he was.
Are you, Dell?
Are you, though? He wasn't great.
Are you, though?
He wasn't great on Thursday, but he's not a little person.
No.
He's a little person. 914, ESPN 97. I'm disgusted.
Hey, I had a chance yesterday to help somebody win a 100-1 bet, and I didn't.
What? So, are you bragging about that?
No, I was conflicted. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Kid had a chance. I had a chance to help somebody on social media win a 100-1 bet, 10 to win 1,000.
Do you know how much he hates you now?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
He claimed it. He listened to the show.
Who was it? Craig DeSurf?
Following. Wasn't Craig DeSurf. No, Craig DeSurf is he's basically giving you a chance for 10 to win 1,000 when you come in with your trade-in value at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. That is the group that has some phenomenal offers going right now on. I'll give you an example right now with the let me give you the Chevy, because they've got something with Buick, Chevy, and GMC. On the Chevy side, they have trucks, Chevy Silverado. Right now, they got a $6,000 rebate on a brand-new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. Texas edition. If you know anything about trucks, you know that this is a baller truck, and they've got a $6,000 rebate on that. What are you waiting for? Craig DeSurf will come in. He will make a great deal for your trade-in value, and then there you're going to get a lower price on your truck. You get the $6,000 rebate. I mean, this is where you need to be getting your trucks, your SUVs, your crossover vehicles, even your they even have some cars in there. They even have some sedans. So make sure that you stop in. There's about 149 vehicles on the lot. They've continued to slowly restock despite COVID. And the trade-in, they're going to give you great value because they want your pre-owned vehicles. Pre-owned vehicles are really hot right now. Make sure you go to LandZCars.com. You can start the car buying experience and process LandZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 917 on ESPN 975-7370-3776, 7370-3776, the number if you would like to get in here. Now, what happened with this kid? What, 100-1?
All right, so I got a message yesterday. Let me pull this kid up. His name is Ethan. That's all I'll say. He's from Houston. He goes to Amherst College. He said it's on. It's on his page. He said, "I made a $10 bet to win $1,000. That I could talk to Joe Buck on the phone tonight. I don't have any connections to Joe Buck. Twitter, please do your thing." And then he added Buck. It's just Joe Buck's Twitter is just Buck. That's how you know he was on Twitter early. And he sent me a message saying, I'm from Houston, huge fan of the show. If you could help me out, that would be nuts. So I said, what the hell? I was working on it. Started texting some different people. And I finally found someone in California who had Joe Buck's number.
You could have found someone right here, Sean Salisbury. You'd ask me. Sean and Joe Buck are good friends.
Oh, well, this guy.
We've had him on the show before.
And asked him, what's your number? And the kid gave me his phone number. Because I wanted to see about maybe Joe Buck, if I got, because I had the number, maybe I could get him but this guy told me, who gave me the number, he said, protect me. Like, in other words, don't tell him I gave you your number. Because I was going to reach out and say that this guy gave me hey, Joe, I know it's a long shot, this guy gave me your number. And I started realizing how lame this sounded. Like, listen, somebody on social media wants you to call them so they can win $1,000. They had a $10 win, $100 to 1 bet. Which would have been cool. And maybe he's the kind of guy, he strikes me as the kind of guy who might have done that. But then the person said, protect me.
Yeah.
Meaning, don't tell him I gave you his number. So I couldn't just out of the blue say, hey.
Why? Just give the kid the number and who cares?
No, because then if the kid, here's what the kid says. I said, not sure how to get him to call you because I don't know him personally. I was given his number, but I can't give it out. He would have to call you. He said, makes perfect sense. I'll look for some other avenues to try to make this happen. Then he said, is there any sliver of a chance the guy who gave you the number could at least text Joe about the bet? Literally a 15-second call where I tell him how much I love the Gurriel has tied it and the, quote, Altuve has sent the Astros to the World Series call and I'd win this bet, which has turned into a big social event with all my buddies betting against me. Now, here's the thing. I thought about for a second giving him the number. Because I think the guy who gave me the number thought I was just going to give the kid the number. But then if it's one of those things
I wish
where,
you to call me. Sean would have texted him and said, hey, talk to this kid for 5 minutes.
But then it's going
to
be one of those things where because you know how many people hate Joe Buck, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people. What if this kid's lying and he hates Joe Buck and he posted it on the internet?
Why do people hate Joe Buck?
I don't know.
But it's just so dumb.
Well, Astros fans think that he's against them.
Yeah, so does everybody. Every team thinks he's against them. I know. Every team.
I know.
Every fan base.
But I was worried about this could be a Joe Buck hater who actually is going to post his number on Reddit or something like that. I'm like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know this person.
No.
So,
well,
too bad you can't get $1,000.
So you screwed the kid out of $1,000. You would have been a hero.
Well, I don't know that Joe Buck would have just randomly called the kid anyway.
Well, we do know.
Yeah, he would probably for the kid to get $1,000.
We do know that Lance is the worst person on the show.
Yeah, he's a
bad
person.
No, I'm the best person.
So you had to do is call me.
Joe Buck.
I could have got that
over
done
the
in
kid?
A minute.
You protected Joe Buck over the kid? Why are you taking credit for that?
What do you give a rat's ass about Joe Buck? He's got Michelle, what's her name?
Beisner, I think.
He's doing all right. Joe Buck's okay. He could have, maybe, even if the kid was trying to troll him, so he could have a little troll in his life. So what? He's living a good life, right, Joe Buck guy.
You want to bring Joe Buck down a notch or two?
That's right. Joe Buck's living a pretty damn good life. I'd like to bring him down.
Maybe he needs to get
a
peg or two. Yeah, bring him down a peg or two, Joe Buck.
Give him a fresh one.
Now you want to hit Joe Buck?
No. So, Dell, the latest on the Pac-12.
Yeah, last night, county officials, well, the Los Angeles county officials, which in that county holds UCLA and USC, says you guys can get started. You guys, as long as the Pac-12, when the Pac-12 decides they're ready to return to play, those two schools won't be excluded. So now that's two out of, and the Oregon governor said, hey, when they put something in writing, those two schools, Oregon State and Oregon, that they have a plan in place, we'll be more than happy to allow them to start practicing. Then they have to go through the county officials. So right now, UCLA and UCLA are through the state, apparently, and through the county, so they can get going again. Stanford and Cal have to do their thing. But the governors of both states have said, hey, you put something in writing, we'll let you get started.
It is so funny. And so did you guys see Christine Brennan's article about the Big Ten?
It's the darkest day in Big Ten history. And people are like, excuse me, you know what happened at Penn State, right?
Oh, my God. The darkest day.
It is. Yesterday, John Middlecoff, you know, because this has been politicized, John Middlecoff said, I just didn't know. What did he say? He made a comment about that loving football and because he wants his kids. He wants, well, he didn't have kids. He wants kids to be able to go back to school in class. he wants Big Ten football to be played, and there's something, and there was something else. And he talked about when is, I just don't understand that this is a bad thing. And people were like, because why is being, you know, something anti, why, it was about safety. Like, we are for safety and things like that, things of that nature. And he just got jumped on by people who, there are people who are demanding, this doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
Right? This doesn't affect them. And these players want to make personal choices, their families, there's testing, there's already sports being played. And there is a background of people being healthy through gameplay in multiple sports.
Yes.
In multiple sports and in multiple bubble and non-bubble scenarios. And yet people are sure that this is a safety issue and this is not safe and we don't want this to happen. What? And then you have what Trump you coming care? Out like, I'm glad I was a part of this. You're welcome. And just like, oh, you're just going to
make No, it's making it worse.
Stop. You're just making it worse.
No, but he doesn't think that. You know him. He thinks that the world revolves.
Wow.
How the world revolves. So, but again, I don't know. I just think they couldn't be more wrong. Those kids are so much safer. They're so, when you look at the tests, when you look at the testing and how much testing they're doing and how the sanitizing and the protocols and everything else.
I'm impressed. And when they get it, they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
In colleges. LSU said they've had so many players who've had it. They think they're immune now. Like he's almost everybody on the team has had it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Of course.
Scott Woodward was like, yeah, coach was a little too transparent with what he said. The AD at LSU, a little too transparent. Yeah.
You can't touch yours around now,
that's
though.
True. But he's like, hey,
the governor?
Could you have been so clear about what's going on here? We don't have to tell
everybody.
Wait, tell everyone everything.
Mike, you want to transfer? How about this? Mike Gundy wears the OAN shirt, and there's a massive, like, he's got to apologize. He does that
he
weird
lost
hostage
a million
video.
Bucks a year.
He lost $1 million a year. Ed Ogeron goes on it, and I love Trump. I'll vote for Trump. Trump is the best. Thank you, Trump. You're the best, Trump. And like everyone's like,
no.
The player's like, I'm just not going to.
He's fine.
We're just going to let him.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding? He is.
There was nobody. None of the players were outraged. No one said anything.
Listen, I was there in the stadium, in the Sugar Bowl when they're playing, and the place erupted when Trump got there. You got to know your audience. In Louisiana, they love Trump.
When Oklahoma, I thought Oklahoma loved Trump.
Louisiana loves Trump, bro. Did you see the Sugar Bowl?
No, I'm not questioning that at all. What I'm saying is, I thought Oklahoma was it's a red state. So why would it? Mike Gundy didn't. I don't know if he got crap.
Well,
for Oklahoma.
He got
crap nationally.
He got crap nationally.
No, he got
and
crap,
he got
by,
crap
Chuba
by Chuba Hubbard.
His number one running back.
Chuba Hubbard was basically.
And other players started doing it.
Do you know how many people in Oklahoma were shut the bleep up, Chuba?
Well, they say it now because they're not in the middle of the year. Then go Chuba.
Yeah.
Run.
Oh no, no, no. They said shut the bleep up, and then in the middle of the year they're going to say go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's easy to say shut bleep up now, but if Chuba's go,
but we don't have to hear him. Hey, can he just run the football? We don't have to hear him?
That's true. Hey, Chuba, we'd like you to just play for us.
Yeah.
But your thoughts on anything, we'd ask you.
Oh, by the way, you're from Canada.
It. That's the other thing.
Shut up. You're from Canada.
He goes, there's a stuff in Canada that I'm not thrilled with either. So I get it. We'd rather have you be an avatar that does what we like as opposed to saying
that's
anything
right.
We don't like. I get it. But you're right. Ogeron didn't have any of his players come out and go, coach.
Trump?
Relax on that.
Coach Trump?
He didn't get that, so he's fine.
No. Well, he's probably like, I vote who I want to vote for.
Y'all want to fight? No, we don't want to fight you, coach.
No. 927 ESPN.
To fight you.
97.5, 928 now, actually. So let's talk about Blackland.
I'll fight you about Blackland Distillery. Marcus came in to town. We went to Riel. We had he did a little tasting with Derek over there. And they're getting into more and more stores here. I know some of you have asked me, Lance, I really want to try Blackland. I can't find it. Oh, trust me. The Blackland has been selling like hotcakes. And a lot of places that have had it here in Houston, they have had it sell out. And then the people at those liquor stores have not ordered back. And it's been a whole process. So if you haven't found it, make sure that you go to your liquor store. Demand that they carry Blackland Distillery. Ben E. Keith is the distributor. And you have a chance to taste one of the finest spirits that you're going to find in the States. And there's four different types. The vodka, which has a great very slightly sweet finish. The gin, which is a nice, easy to drink floral gin. The rye, which is not an overbearing rye. It's fantastic for cocktails. And the bourbon, which has a creamy smoothness that makes it perfect as a sipping bourbon. I'm telling you right now, the grain to glass approach and the way that it is created, all the spirits that Marcus creates with his company, they go that extra mile. He's also gone through culinary school, so he understands the process. And we were talking, he said, it's a lot like cooking. You have to understand the process of how you, in, you know, how you blend these ingredients to get the perfect flavor and how long to age it and things like that. That's why when you taste it, you're going to taste something special. And the price point is really very reasonable. BlacklandDistillery.com, BlacklandDistillery.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? This is according to Culture Map, our own Culture Map. We own it. I kind of feel like I own it a little bit in a way, being part of Gal Communications. Decadent cheesesteaks are coming to Houston from Detroit. Not only does Lefty's Famous Cheesesteaks, Hoagies, and Grill have plans to open at least 5 stores in the Houston market, they will do so in partnership with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Lefty's has leased the former Dunkin' Donuts spot on Federal Road and will sign this week on former Freebirds at 8057 Kirby Drive. You know where that is, where you make the little curve around and Amy's Ice Cream is there. And there's a Halal Brothers across the street. So, Houston restaurants are part of a plan Lefty's announced in April to open locations in Florida, California, Texas. They've been exploding in Detroit. According to Eric Broussard, told Culture Map, they were piqued by one of my blasts and wanted to know more about the Houston market. I told them what's going on in Houston with all the growth and development. They decided this would be one of their initial rollouts. You know, there's a famous chef who moved down here and opened a restaurant. Who opened a restaurant right there where Pass and Provisions used to be. He's a chef who worked in New York who married a Pappas, one of the Pappas, I think Christine Pappas he married, one of the Pappases he married. New York came down here. Nobies, which I love Nobies. They're a group that came down from Chicago. Nancy's Hustle had their chef came down from Chicago. Like, people are coming down to the Houston because of the Houston food scene and growth and development and, you know, the prices, no state income tax. A lot of restaurants have come down here. Now, the problem is this isn't obviously this isn't the best time. But business has picked up for some restaurants a little bit. The problem is at 50%, it's going to be hard. So, you know, we'll see what happens with vaccines. There's been contradictory information come out the last 2 days about when vaccines would come out. So,
who do you trust, Lance?
I usually trust the CDC.
Said it's going
to
happen.
CDC is like it'll take 6 to 9 months to get it to the general public,
as much as the president,
and to get everything done. And then he's like, "No, they miss."
Let's see this. I want to see. Channel 13 did a story on it. It's got the pictures of the cheesesteaks.
Yep.
Wow, pretty damn good.
Lance, let me ask.
That doesn't even look like cheesesteak. That looks like some kind of crazy hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What scratches that itch for you more? What gets you a little excited in your special parts? When you hear foodie news,
Minka Kelly.
No, hold on. Or
COVID news.
No, well, that too. But I was going to go. What tickles your special parts more? Foodie news when you see it, or when you see like a Russian bend the edge? Which one gets you more? Ooh. Which one does it for you more?
No.
Or a vaccine story.
Too. Positive, throw that in there.
Well, positive vaccine story gets me probably the most excited. And then it would be followed by, actually, when you can see a rusher with flexible ankles who has the ability.
When you saw Von Miller.
Von Miller. When you have the ability to get at a 45-degree angle and you can dip your shoulder, bend your hips, knees, ankles, and shoulder, there's nothing prettier than
that.
Do
you lock
the
door?
Like I said, Minka Kelly.
What about pretty feet?
We know you like that.
Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I like Pretty Feet.
Yeah.
Do you have to lock the door when you saw Von Miller? Did you look around and
lock
the door?
Any doors.
No,
I didn't lock any doors. Yeah. I didn't have access to film at that time,
Or
I would have just kept. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to watch. Now, he's not an edge bender, but I've watched on tape. You know who has some of that is actually who we'll see tonight.
Jacob Martin.
We won't see him.
No, I like Jacob okay. I just thought he was a little too small.
How about putting him in the game? It'd be great.
Jacob Martin should be a permanent rusher on the edge.
Yeah.
It's not my job to do that.
J.J.
Yes,
Watt.
That is your
job
to do
J.J. Watt
that.
Should not rush from the end anymore. He should be an interior rusher only. That's where he needs to be. Jacob Martin outside. I guess Whitney outside or whoever. And then who would the other rusher be on the interior package? Charles Omenihu. So it should be a Omenihu. Your rush package should be a Omenihu, J.J., Whitney, and Jacob Martin. That should be your full-time rush package. And I think it will be. I think it will be. I think it was the other night. Well, Martin only had like 12 or 13, but he's too small on rundowns. You got to make sure it's passed down. And the way Edwards-Helaire was running, you didn't have a lot of for sure passing down. So I think that's why there was a limited snap count. Well, and against the Ravens, might see a reduced snap count there too. Mm-hmm.
What with the way they run the football?
But you got to have some speed on the field too on the flanks.
So how do you cover Hollywood, Andrews, and stop the run and make sure Lamar doesn't kill you with his feet?
You run more zone and you don't get cute. I don't think you get cute. Did you see
the
video?
You got to run zone practically the whole time, don't you?
You do so you can watch and keep your eyes in the backfield. Lamar Jackson.
I saw that video. Was it you sent that video? Was it Daniel Jeremiah?
I tweeted it out.
He said with the safeties that were 25, we're out of the picture.
Out of the picture, and the run, and Edwards-Helaire is already, they're not even looking. I mean, it's one thing to bail on your
coverage.
So we
got to explain it.
Okay, so it's a coaching tape view of Texans on defense, and so you've got a deep safety, and then the other one is in the kind of in the box, right? And then at the snap, he bails real fast to get to it. So what they're trying to do is disguise a two deep look.
Right.
They try to disguise a 2D loop, but look, by having one of the safeties not fairly close to the line of scrimmage, but up near
10,
the linebackers.
12 yards.
And then as soon as the snap, he takes off backwards at an angle to get back into a 2D look. The problem is it's a straight handoff. It's not even a play. It's a straight handoff to Edwards-Helaire. Both safeties are so worried about the wide receivers on the outside, they don't even have their eyes. They're not balancing their eyes between the wide receiver that's outside. Remember, they're safety, so they don't have an immediate coverage. They're not looking down the pipe into the backfield to see that there's just a basic handoff where they can stop, plant a foot, and drive towards the ball. They keep on backpedaling. Edwards-Helaire is 10 yards down the field.
And they're not even in the picture.
They're still moving backwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's really bad awareness from safeties.
Well, either
really
that
bad.
Or it's real fear.
Tyreek
Hill. Here's the thing,
though.
They did not give up the deep. They did Hardeman, not give
Tyreek
up a big play. They did not give up a big play.
Yeah, but now, I think you can do your job. Yeah, job is
well,
still.
Well, here's the deal, which is why they gave up so many yards on the ground. They were not giving up the deep. So what did they do? They just said, we'll just keep handing the ball off. We'll keep short passes. Keep it. You know what? They were playing prevent defense the whole game. And they're going to have to do that again. They're going to have to play prevent defense again the entire game, which is why they gave up 31 points, and then Kansas City took its foot off the pedal. But they basically played prevent the whole game. And it worked in that no big plays. Hey, guys, you see any big plays? Look at us, the Texans. We don't give up big plays. Yeah, you just give up 7, 8, 10 yards per run.
Art. Jacob Martin should be moved to defensive end and Merciless should be moved to the catering department. This is all because Whitney used to have part ownership of a restaurant, which he does not anymore.
Why? How'd they kick him out?
I just think there was a falling out. But I've heard he is not part of Shepherd's group anymore. But just because Whitney owned part of a restaurant doesn't mean he needs to go to the catering department.
Well, I don't know.
Art.
I don't mind.
And it doesn't mean that he's actually even... you know, qualified to be in catering department. Right now, I'd like to make sure he's qualified to be a pass rusher.
I wouldn't mind if he was in the catering department now instead of on the field doing nothing. Honestly.
You know how much he's getting paid to cater? That's not happening.
He would have made
he's
a
not
bigger
catering.
He would have made a bigger impact.
What team?
Catering than he would have.
What team is he catering for? Tell me the team.
I don't
They made up, by the way.
I know. It was a love fest last night. I heard them.
I didn't hear it.
It was a love fest last
did
night.
It?
Yeah.
I
didn't hear
it. We're talking about Creighton and Braddock. Okay. I saw him up here. I talked to Jason.
Okay. Check out the beginning of it, the first hour.
Lamont said it was about that they were, I'm just going to clean it up. He said they were about to, it sounded like they were going to make love. But that's not what he said. He said finna.
Hmm.
Sounds like they're finna.
Hmm. It was. Well, I tuned in. I emceed the private school dinner last night. And then I got in the car and I said, oh, I got to hear it. And it was just like, oh, and what do you think of it? And what do you, and we'll come, when we come back, we'll hear what Mr. Braddock wants. And I was like, oh.
Well, just because they did a show? It's like, mushy. They must have addressed
it's
it, right?
It's too mushy. I wanted to hear bees.
Did they address it?
I wanted to hear more bees.
Did they address it?
Oh,
I got a text from somebody at NFL Network this morning, like, tell me that you started this with one of your prank calls. I'm like, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
Well, let's hear it on the other side. Let's hear the beginning of their show. I want to hear the beginning of their show.
I do too.
Was your message, were your Twitter messages blowing up? Was your phone blowing up? It was like, hey, like, did anything happen that last night or whatever? Yeah, it was that type of attack.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, do you know about what happened? Why are people so interested?
Well, people are interested in the show. Oh, they did that routine.
They pretended like, hey, they eventually got into it, but it's like, man.
Oh, I want to hear when the love fest starts. I'm sorry, man. I love you, man. Dude, I love you. Hey, it's 9:42. That's like with Josh and Nick.
I haven't heard any.
Was the love fest?
I don't know that.
No.
I don't believe that.
I think Nick just doesn't talk anymore.
Yeah, I believe Nick just stays quiet.
Like you doing the press box.
I was engineering. I wasn't on the show.
Yeah, you were sitting right there.
No, there was already still three voices. Nick was still on the show with Charlie and Joel. There's no space for me.
I just wanted to get you in there.
Why?
That's all.
You weren't even listening. You were playing golf.
I didn't care.
Yeah, what do you care?
I really didn't care. 942 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I want to first off offer the most sincere apology to my brother, Pastor Creighton. We got heat in. If y'all have been listening to Late Hits for a while, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the passion for sports talk, going back and forth, but we usually know where to cut it off. For whatever reason, Monday was embarrassing, and I take my share of the blame on that. First and foremost, I want to apologize. I should never call out any man outside of the name, especially somebody I consider a true friend like Patrick Creighton. So I know I can't take it back. It's out of the bottle, but I do want to, in front of all of Houston and anyone else streaming or listening, give my most sincere apology to my brother Patrick Creighton for calling him out his name and letting just a sports segment get so embarrassing, especially in the fourth largest city in the market on the ESPN brand. It's embarrassing, and it's a stench I'll keep with me on my resume with any other mistakes I made in my career. You have my apology for a horrible radio show, but most importantly, P. Creighton, you have my apology for disrespecting you in that manner, sir.
Well, I also offer my apologies to you. You deserve better from me than what you got on Monday. And, you know, I really had no business calling you out of, you know, like being unprepared. I know how hard you work. And I situation
blah,
where...
Blah, blah, blah.
Let frustration
blah,
work.
Blah, blah, blah. What
did you want to happen?
John, he's turned into such a muckraker.
I don't know, but I just wanted something better.
John, you got what you wanted. I mean, you were the first one to suggest that it should become a topic on the show, and it went viral, got on Awful Now. So you got what you wanted.
I didn't get what I wanted. That's not what I wanted.
Listen,
if there's a big controversy, yeah, we got to talk about it. Yeah, we got to address it. I don't want those two calling each other bitches.
I'm not saying after it already happened,
they get more fire if they, you know what? Well, you're still a bitch.
Maybe they don't feel that way.
They get more fire.
Maybe they don't feel that way.
Yeah, okay. Did they get national attention? That show, late hits.
Yeah, but that's what people accuse Josh of doing.
Even your buddy at NFL Network saw it. He cheated in another city.
Yeah, I don't think he thought it was good.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
No. I think he thought it was like, what a couple.
We got to do that. We got to do something like that.
Do what?
I don't know. Call each other bitches.
We do that all the time.
It is kind of true.
The C word.
Yeah, but nobody believes it.
Yeah, because, I mean, when do we ever get upset about things?
I know. I just think we should.
Just wait for November 4th.
Get on awful announcing.
Just wait for November 4th.
I don't think it's great.
November 4th is going to be, November 5th is going to be awesome.
I thought the election was the 3rd.
Is it the 3rd or the 4th?
I thought it was the 3rd.
Oh, November
4th. Just wait for November 4th.
It's going to be
then
awesome.
Then you might get something, everybody. Just wait for it.
Oh, I want to do it from my, I'm going to curl up in a ball. If Trump wins, this country's going crazy. This country's going to be nuts. Well, the entire state of Oregon will be on fire.
Certain segments of the population ain't going to be thrilled if it happens the other way too.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be all that awesome either way you look at it.
Particularly if they believe it was stolen from them.
Ooh.
I just think it's going to be bad all the way around.
I think the Republicans are going to feel like this was stolen.
Well, at least they keep telling everyone it's going to be stolen.
Right, right. Well, you don't believe our president?
I don't know. Nah, I don't.
I can't believe.
I'm going to do what the media does. I think he has a problem with the truth sometimes. I'm not going to call him a liar because apparently we can't do that. But I think he has a problem with the truth.
I don't know. I don't know about you. You're probably not American. You're probably some kind of spy.
You're a birther too?
You're probably some.
Where do you think I'm from?
I don't know where you're from.
Where do you think I'm from? Part of the birther movement, where do you think I'm from?
You keep talking about Nigeria.
Home Depot?
I don't know.
You keep talking about Nigeria.
I don't ever bring up Nigeria.
Kind of do.
No, I kind of don't. The only person who talks about Nigeria is Lance.
What? Have you ever done a Nigerian impression?
Yes.
You have? I've never heard it.
It was years ago.
Nah, it was like. It was like a week ago.
Dustin is disappointed too. Dustin's with me. That's disappointing. And look, I love you.
Why do you want guys that they're on our team?
I know.
They're on our ESPN team.
They brought a lot of attention to the station.
So what do you want now?
Keep it going. Keep that same energy.
You want them to be fake?
See, you realize that Josh Ennis gets killed for. Everyone says that he does this at his station. That's what people say about him. Now you're like, we need more of this. Fights on the air. And Josh's like, hey.
I don't care.
I have real fights. Why are y'all trying to start fights?
Right. I don't know. I just think that's just good, clean fun. That's all.
It was not clean. That's why the interaction off the air can't get played. It was not clean at all.
No. It was... It's not clean.
It was filthy.
No, it was. There was filth and flarn. I apologize, bitch. That would have been better. Sorry. Oh,
John. Man, when John texted us in the group chat, I was like, who the hell is this guy? Like, who is he?
He's a radio arsonist.
Yeah.
I call him Radio Antifa.
We needed some fire. That's all. Okay. All NBA team came up. James Harden was on the first team. It was Giannis, LeBron, James, Anthony Davis, and Luka Doncic. Any problems? None?
I don't have any problem with it.
No.
I thought it was a good list. Russell making third team kind of surprised me a little, but he had only because of the recency bias, but he actually had a really good stretch right before they shut it down.
Yeah.
So I looked at that again, and that made sense.
Now, this is not... I mean, this is a slap in the organization's face. Second team is Kawhi, Jokic, Dame, Chris Paul, and Siakam. So Chris Paul goes from can't play, give up two first rounders, swap two first rounders, and take on Russell Westbrook's contract that was a year longer.
Mm.
And he makes second team, and Russ makes third.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the that's not what
people are saying. That
no,
I don't
know
if it's
actual truth.
Nah.
Who told you that, Johnny?
I'll wait for Trump to say. I don't know that it's true.
I'm looking at the list.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the list.
I don't know if
it's true. Source?
Huh?
Is that a trusted source?
Yeah.
Chad Clay told you this?
Yeah.
Did you get this from Fox?
No, this is a USA Today Sports article.
Oh, your Oklahoma State buddies?
Oh. It's all it is a list of first, second, and third team.
Dana, now I know what Dana told them.
Liberal USA Today. Where's OAN's All-NBA team?
Where Chris Paul is fourth team and Russell Westbrook's second team.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
So it's Jason Tatum. This is a pretty good third team now. Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, and Russell Westbrook.
Dude, basketball has a lot of talent.
There's a lot of talent. That's a pretty... If Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum are third
team. Second team?
Siakam, Chris Paul, Dame, Jokic, and Kawhi.
God bless, man.
That's a lot of talent.
Dude, there's a lot of young talent. That's not even old
talent.
Well,
Luka stepping up and being first team just changed the league.
Well, yeah, but Siakam... Yeah, no question. But Jokic as the second team, but he deserves it.
Yeah.
But you look in the international players, for a while there was an international bus going on. There was an international boom, international bus. We're back to an international boom where they're doing a better job of kind of filtering out the non players and the good, we're getting the good ones. And you look at a guy like Siakam, you know what's funny? Siakam, how did he avoid the heat? It seems like he didn't get a lot of heat for not playing all that well. He was kind of a non-factor at the end of that series.
He was a disaster in Game 7.
Yeah. He did nothing.
You mean like Kawhi and Paul George?
Yeah, but, well, Paul George
You don't
George
want to see the heat
his.
In Game 7.
Well, Paul George is catching his. But,
you don't want to see the Nuggets.
But Kawhi has won a title.
You mean like James, 2-for-11?
He was as bad.
He got 16 feet.
You look at those turnovers late in that game.
Oh,
he
and he
atrocious.
Had the big defensive play.
Who?
James.
I'm talking about Siakam. He was mentioning Siakam. That's how did he avoid the heat? He was atrocious late in that game. He was awful. But he's Siakam. Whatever. We don't care. He plays in Toronto. No one cares that much.
Well, listen. Siakam taking over for that team that lost Kawhi. That was pretty good.
No, I'm not questioning his rank. I'm not questioning.
You know, but again, it's expectations. You know what they expected out of Kawhi and Paul George?
Yeah, it's different.
Way different.
Yeah,
Siakam. And that was the call the other day from the dude that was like, he's got no heart. If you don't win, you got no heart. Is that what you got? No, that's not what we're saying. The expectations for James are great and should be great. He's first team all NBA every year. He's an MVP candidate every year. He won an MVP. He finishes first or second or third every year. You expect more from him in the postseason, and you don't get it.
Do we, though? Do we actually
expect
it?
Yes, we do.
Still,
I get worked up every postseason thinking he's going to do it.
Why? Why do you
Well, I'm starting to, this is it.
Depending on the length of the series, he's going to give you two stinky shooting performances a series. That's what he is. And if it's a game seven, you might as well forget about it. I'm done expecting him to perform. Let me be pleasantly surprised. Why would you go into a big game thinking, well, James gonna show
because
up?
Because he's one of the
but
because
he
is a and this is the crazy thing. In no other sport would you not expect elite performance from a perennial MVP candidate. In no other sport would you expect a perennial MVP candidate to not perform at an elite level. Your expectation should always be there. In Houston, we've gotten to the point where we're like, well, you can't, like, that was fine. That's okay. Other people have to step up. So what, James didn't play good? Other people need to step up. In every other sport, and really in basketball too, if you are an elite performer that is a perennial MVP candidate, you are expected to play to be the best person on the field or the court. Or the field or court, you're always expected to be the very best. It's just what's expected because you are the best.
That is.
You guys stop working yourselves up for disappointment.
I wrote the article, I don't know how long ago, in Sports Map, we're in James Purgatory. But then he always gets, I'm like, wait, this is different. And it's never different.
You convinced, you got yourself in a position where you thought the Lakers were going to be in some real trouble. And for a game, it felt, you felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rockets became who they are. At least they are this year.
Even against Oklahoma City. Man, I wish I would have talked them up more. First two games, they kicked their ass. And then it's like, wait, we're going to game seven? What? I thought we were going to kick their ass. No. We needed a block for, we needed a defensive stop by James.
Because Lou Dort.
What the bleep?
Because Lou Dort outscored him and Russ.
Lou Dort turned into James.
How about that? The game that you were able to move on to the next round, Lou Dort outplayed James Harden, who got a big, who made a big defensive play to extend your playoff run. Wait, what? Lou Dort outplayed James. Yeah, outscored him badly. However, James made a big defensive play that sealed the win. Wait, what? What? What on all these?
It was Freaky Friday, is what it was.
And as that,
they changed bodies.
And as that great tweet just said, all that block did was ruin Daniel House's marriage.
That's it. Just ruined his marriage.
Yeah.
All right, time to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. We still got playoffs going on. Who you like, Lakers or Denver? Who you like, Boston or Miami? Well, you can bet on it. You got to, you game two tonight, right? Game two tonight. And so you can bet on that. You got Cleveland versus Cincinnati. You want to bet on it? Yeah. You got Astros. I don't think you should bet on them. But that's your choice. I mean, you got choices. You can bet on whomever you want right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And here's the deal. And it's an easy site to navigate. They changed it up. I'm looking at it right now. Looking at NFL odds. Your Texans are 7.5-point underdogs right now. Take Baltimore. And if you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match your initial deposit 100%. You put in 100, they'll put an extra 100 in for you. You put in 1,000, they'll put in an extra 1,000 for you. That's what they do every single day. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.